Leading the news this morning, and Britain is in the grip of royal wedding fever. Prince William will marry his long-term girlfriend next year. A date has yet to be announced, but the bookies are already betting on an August wedding. The pair was engaged last month while holidaying in Kenya. An 18-year-old man will appear in court today, charged with murdering three members of a family in the small South Australian town of Kapunda. The couple and their 16-year-old daughter were found stabbed to death in their home last week. The murders shocked the small community, and a large crowd gathered outside the town's police station last night to hear the news. A senior EU official is warning the European Union could fall apart if it doesn't solve its latest debt crisis. European finance ministers are meeting to discuss how to stop Ireland's debt crisis from spreading. The European Council President Herman Van Rompuy says if countries don't work together, the EU simply won't survive. The federal government will announce changes to its My School website today in a bid to stop schools being ranked. From December, there'll be more national test results and financial details about the schools. And two new reports show it's taking longer to process asylum seekers. The Immigration Department says between March and June, only 65% of applications were decided within the 90-day time limit. Now, that's down from 76% over the previous 4 months. The Refugee Review Tribunal also completed fewer reviews over the same period.